Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Benji Shulman, the Director of Public Policy at the South African Zionist Federation. Shalom, Benji. Great to have you with us this afternoon.
Evening, Simon. How are you doing?
All good, but really hoping that you're going to weigh in and do some explaining as to why Israel is losing the publicity war.
Simon, it's obviously a very tough situation. I think there's been quite a widespread acknowledgement that the Israeli leadership can see this coming. And that means that some of the communication around the goals and effects of potential military action are not being properly communicated or couldn't be put in place. But I guess if you've seen in the last sort of day or so that machinery getting into place, we're seeing people starting to speak out, webinars, all these sorts of things.
Benji, let's bring it home to South Africa. What's been going on in Cape Town and perhaps even other cities?
So, yes, just to finish my point, Simon, is that I do think that this machinery has started and access to information is out there. The Zionist Federation is doing a community update with a former head, former commander in the Israeli Air Force tonight at 8 o'clock, giving an update, and I would encourage people to see that. We're starting to see, some improvement on some of the reporting in some of our media, which has been pretty atrocious, up till now. But also there is a key issue around the social media. And I think we haven't seen that before, since about 8 years since the last major war. And I think social media is playing a big role. And that's also where ordinary members of the public can get involved.
Yeah, Benji, something that I'm struggling with is this issue of proportionality. I mean, Israel is so often held to account because of its lack of proportionate response. Let's just rewind a little bit here. Sheikh Jarrah, an issue of four houses. You know, where one stands on that issue is irrelevant. It was four houses. The next thing, indiscriminate rocket fire into Israel. Where's the proportionality? And those same people hold Israel accountable in respect of lack thereof. Where are they now?
So I think people misunderstand the notion of proportionality, right? Proportionality is, if you look at the international law definition, is the amount of force that's required for a threat to be neutralized. You know, people tend to think of in infrastructure damage or people dying or whatever it is, and all of that is very regrettable. But it requires that actually the threat is neutralized. And as at this point, from an international perspective, that's clearly not the case because as I'm talking, there's sirens going off all over the front. So the proportionality is about stopping the rockets. That hasn't happened. And until then, there's no disproportionate response.
And I was meaning it the other way around totally. I was talking about why aren't Hamas being held accountable for their disproportionate reaction to Sheikh Jarrah.
Yeah, and I don't even think we need to go that far to say is it proportionate or disproportionate. Every rocket is a war crime. First of all, it's a war crime because it's targeting civilians, which is clearly in breach of the Geneva Convention. And second of all, it's being fired from civilian areas.
Civilian areas, double war crime, to use Roni Marx's words. To bring it home, because there were protests in Cape Town yesterday. I'm not sure if there were any anywhere else. What is your sense of what the general drift is in South Africa?
Look, whenever we get these sorts of protests, all of these kind of situations, there is obviously an uptick in protest. We haven't seen that much of it. Partly it's a mobilization issue. Partly COVID is causing havoc because you just can't have mass rallies and that sort of thing. So I think that's creating a lot of difficulties for the other side. I think Saturday is likely to see an uptick and an increase. I've seen quite a lot of movement, particularly in Cape Town. On the other side, I see tomorrow that at the Israeli embassy, there's going to be a Christian pray for the peace of Jerusalem from the South African Friends of Israel, which many, many Christians are going to be attending. So I think that this phase of the war often comes and we're seeing protests. If there is a ground incursion, and that's a big if, then I think that you are likely to see these sorts of things intensify quite a lot. But at the moment, it hasn't really gotten sort of off the table.
Yeah, and the South African government apparently made a statement today. What is your response to that statement?
It made a response because there was a cabinet meeting today, and it talked specifically about, used words like brutal when it came to the Palestinians. No acknowledgement still of the fact that rockets are flying into Israel. And you know, earlier this week, the community organizations did release a statement saying that that we're looking for an even-handed response from the government. And that clearly is not forthcoming. So you know, we will be endeavouring to continue to press our case as best as we can.
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear. And then again, Benji, the footage coming out of Israel last night, and I'm not referring now to the Gaza threat. I'm talking to the internal lack of cohesion. I'm talking to Lod. I'm talking to Aqua. I'm talking to Bat Yam. Disturbing in the extreme.
Yeah, I think that that is very disturbing, especially since sort of polls and studies that have been done kind of running up to this point were showing more movement towards a sort of conciliatory approach. And some people are suggesting that it's precisely this turn towards conciliation between Jewish Israelis and Arab Israelis that may have been one of the motivating factors for Hamas to try and drive a wedge, because they're concerned that they might be losing support. And I think, obviously, this will do a lot of damage. But if this is a really an underlying trend, hopefully it will not be too severely damaged to the extent that it can't be rebuilt afterwards. But I think that that will also depend on the nature of how this this particular setup continues.
South African Zionist Federation, thank you for your time this afternoon. I've no doubt we'll be checking in with you shortly.
Thank you, Simon, and thank you for covering this issue so well in the community. We appreciate helping.
There is connection.